This week's good question comes from an EastIdahoNews.com user. They wanted to know if the phrase, "so help you God" or "under God," is included in the oath of office for the swearing in of police officers in Idaho Falls. The short answer is no. But we're going to start from the very beginning. The City of Idaho Falls provided us with the current oath of office that is administered to police officers. It reads as follows, quote, "I, blank, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Idaho, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of, blank, of the City of, blank, according to the best of my ability." After sending us the exact wording of the oath, the city told us in an email, quote, "The wording of the oath that the city uses comes from the state, so you will need to contact the state to see if there have been any changes." We did contact the state. I spoke with Eric Glover, a legislative librarian in Boise. I asked him if there had been a change, and if so, why? He got back to me several hours later with this response.
So this is actually quite a confusing issue.
Not exactly the way I was expecting to begin a conversation with a guy who is supposed to provide all the answers. According to Glover, there was indeed a change to the state code in 1983, removing any reference to God. He said it was due to a federal case, but I was unable to determine the exact details surrounding the ruling.
It is for all public officers.
Glover guessed state troopers were classified as public officers. A federal lawsuit against the state of Idaho in 1965, Heckler versus Shepard, defined what is meant by public officers. Quote, "Public officer and employee includes every officer and employee of the state, University of Idaho, Idaho State College, every other college, and every county, city, school district, and authority, including any department, division, bureau, board, commission, agency, or instrumentality of any of the foregoing." So one could reasonably assume that state troopers are included in that definition.
Okay, so but that phrasing applied to all law enforcement, not just the state level. It applied to
No, because there's a case that came out and said this does not apply to police officers. And basically the case said, if you're a city cop, if the city of Boise wants you to take an oath, then they come up with their own oath.
The next question then is, does the city have to follow the state code? Glover did not know for sure the answer to that question. He did say he thought cities could decide whether or not to follow the state code. Anyway, regardless of the confusion on the code's application to the state and local level, we do know for sure that the phrase, "so help me God," was originally included after "the best of my ability" in the oath. Now this got us wondering whether or not other cities in East Idaho use this phrase. At the same time, we had a similar question asking whether city council meetings begin with prayer. We reached out to the city council in Rexburg, Rigby, Blackfoot, Pocatello, and Boise with these two questions. Number one, does the city council meeting begin with a prayer? And number two, is the phrase, "so help me God," used when new police officers are sworn in and given their oath? The responses we received indicated Rigby and Idaho Falls are the only cities that do not include a reference to deity in the police oath. Boise City Council meetings begin with a moment of silence rather than a formal prayer. Blackfoot does not begin with a prayer, nor does Idaho Falls. We reached out to Idaho Falls City Attorney Randall Fife and Mayor Rebecca Casper for more information about the state code regarding the oath. Here's what Attorney Fife had to say.
The loyalty oath for the state code is the same as it has been, I believe, for years and years. If you look at the city code, it says that we're supposed to do it the way the state code wants it done, and if you go to the state code, the reference to deity isn't in there.
Now, Fife explained if a police officer wants to be certified in Idaho, they go through Police Officer Standard Training, or POST. When they graduate, POST gives them an oath that is their code of ethics. Fife says this oath used to include a reference to deity, but now does not. Now, it's important to note that the loyalty oath is given when an officer goes to work for the city and is separate from the oath officers take at post. Now, Casper was on the call with Fife. I explained what we had learned from other cities in East Idaho.
Other cities have that phrase in there, so how come Idaho Falls doesn't?
You know what, Rhett? We follow the state code, and that's our obligation. And if other cities choose to do something differently or additionally, that's a question you ask them. But our responsibility as a municipal entity is to follow the state code.
Now, Fife also responded to the question by saying governments should be available to all people, regardless of religion, race, gender, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status.
There are religions that don't believe in swearing or taking oaths. Requiring somebody to swear in order to get a job when it would be against their morals or values seems to me kind of not appropriate.
With the holiday season approaching, we also wondered whether the City of Idaho Falls has any policy or recommendations to employees about saying or using the term Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Again, we reached out to them. The city's public information officer, Carrie Hammond, responded to us in an email, quote, "I am not aware of a policy that exists pertaining to the use of that exact language, Merry Christmas or Christmas. However, it is recommended that city staff use the terminology Happy Holidays while at the workplace or when communicating on behalf of the city because it is all-inclusive, non-discriminatory, and consistent with the city's discrimination policy." Thanks for listening to this week's Good Question Podcast. If you have a good question you'd like to submit, be sure and send it to Rhett.Nelson@EastIdahoNews.com. And don't forget that you can listen to previous episodes of the Good Question Podcast on our website, EastIdahoNews.com. I'm your host, Rhett Nelson. See you next time.